Welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 110. Round of applause, please. There we go. There we go. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. And we're better. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 110. If you are new here, if you aren't already, below you see the subscribe button isn't pressed, you're wrong. If you look even more below that and you see that comment section isn't fulfilled with your name, guess what? Even more wrong. Go ahead and fill that out. Get your good karma. You know a great way to get your good karma, good and great, 2 G's, GG's, Gutter Gang. Shout out to my people from back home. We're going on tour. We're like 5 weeks away from the first show. Tickets are available right now. They're selling like hotcakes. And we're almost sold out of every city. And I'm going to tell you where we're going. Boulder, Colorado. Washington, D.C. Philadelphia. Chicago. Phoenix. Vegas. And Houston, Texas. And we're not touring again until 2025. So if you want to see us in live form for this show that we've been touring for the past year or so, it is a fantastic show, if I do say so myself. Go ahead and click that first link in the description below and get your tickets. We love you. We love you. We love you. The best family in the world, and we appreciate you more than mucho gracias. Good morning to you, and the coffee is hot. Want to hear a toot? You'll have to go to Patreon. Good morning. Now, on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
We got co-host Cam back in the studio.
In New York, I'm Billy Rock.
Hey, hey, Cam's got a rock, and he hides down the block.
And I put it in my sock.
That guy.
No, God.
That sounds psycho.
Hey, we got calls. Hey, Cam back in the studio. I sprained my finger on your knee. You have strong knee syndrome.
I have a good leg.
Anybody told you that? You got good knees?
I have three great legs.
I know about one of them.
You don't know about the two that walk, though. Hello. Dirty, naughty, nasty. It's my turn to make the joke.
You want to?
No, God.
You
no.
could never. You think you could out nasty me?
No, you are a gross creature. I could not out nasty you.
Only when
I
it tried. Comes to you, though.
Only when it what to me?
When it comes to you, come on.
Hey, I'm two for two.
No. But yours are too obvious. Mine are like, mine are subtle and sexy.
Described by the hunch.
What would two words to describe me? Subtle and sexy.
Long, dirty.
I'm not dirty.
You're dirty.
What do
you're
I do? Dirty. Honestly, I'm not that dirty.
You're very dirty. We've had this debate. So, was that your?
That's your phone. That phone. I'm a professional.
Oh, my amazing loving sister texted me.
That was your wife.
No, that was the picture of my wife, which is my home screen. My sister texted.
You don't have a contact picture for your sister?
No one gets contact pictures when they text your phone when it's locked. You just get the little banner.
Oh, I thought there was a call because you muted it.
I muted it so another text tone wouldn't come.
Speaking
through.
Of.
Maybe two words could be illogical and dumb. That's a bit.
That's
much.
Rude
so
and inconsiderate.
That was mean.
Little racist.
That was not racist. Wizard Kelly.
No, okay. I was on TikTok Live, right?
You were.
And you said one of the words to describe me would be dirty.
Dirty.
They called me dirty on TikTok Live. You want to know why they called me dirty?
Why?
Because I was telling them how I dry off in the shower. Can you tell me how you dry off? Start from your head to your toe, or just give me your full regime.
Okay, this is a great topic.
Great topic.
Because I'm gonna give people a gym that they can take with them, take home, and use.
Okay.
You this one towel thing and your
no, it's not even about that. Just how you dry your body. That's all I'm asking.
Face first.
Okay.
Can you do the face first so you never have to retouch it?
Right.
Face first and you damp. You pat.
You don't want to irritate the skin. I irritate the skin.
Pat face, get the beard so it stops dripping.
Yes, yeah.
Then I go to my hair.
Yep.
Then I start shoulders.
Shoulder.
Make all the way down. Do I have to tell every part?
I just want to know. Honestly, I want to know about your crotch. How do you do your crotch?
It's pretty strange. I'm not gonna lie.
Tell me how you dry your crotch.
Oh my God.
I want to know how you dry your crotch.
It's getting hot in here. I'm starting to sweat. So,
and I want you to be honest. This is my vulnerability.
I'll be super vulnerable.
It's usually a podcast.
Shoulder, get the arm. Shoulder, get the arm. Chest, get the sides of the body. I whip that thing around like a cape, like I'm Zorro. Mm-hmm. Get the back.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for the crotch, right?
Now it's time for the crotch.
I do a quick mangle. Just.
Wait, so you grab your.
With a towel.
Okay, so you're grabbing.
Towel, I go webbing. Webbing,
yeah.
Hole Johnson.
Wait, you dry your actual unit? Wait, so you put it on a platter
no.
and you go like
no,
that?
No, I'm not sitting there rubbing it, getting okay. it warm and ready.
Because mine's never that wet.
No. How are you bathing? You are a back to the water type of guy, aren't you?
No, I'm a rotisserie chicken.
I sit there and I drown. I'm just taking water right to my face all the time.
No, but I'm saying, but whenever I get out, there's never driplets coming from my unit. It doesn't drip drop.
That's small. Does it shrink that much?
It's very cold in there.
I take cold showers. Okay, so.
I don't take cold showers, but he's just shy. Oh, I see myself in the mirror.
I don't want to do this, but I'm going to. Being okay. Vulnerable, yeah. After I do that, I take it. I do a couple whips.
Whips? You whip your Johnson?
I do a couple whips.
Like that? You're waking him up?
Not striking him for pleasure. I take the towel and I go.
You're beating your
It works. It gets good.
That's good. No, it's straight. It's a little irritated
really,
after, no?
I'm really not happy that that's how you decided to start this, because I'm being dead honest.
I didn't know that.
Liv's walked in a couple times.
A couple whips.
I'm like, mind your business. You do not see anything, but no, I whip it.
Okay, that might be weirder than mine.
Whip it!
Whip it real good. I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, shout out, Willow.
Shout out. What she makes good songs
What's
now.
The song she made like 2 years ago that went dumb viral?
On TikTok?
Yes.
It's like an earthy song.
It was like sitting outside with your friends. Like,
but can I tell you about what? I dry my crotch?
How do you dry your genitalia?
And I got ridiculed for it, and I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's of God for how they treated me.
Okay. I'll let you know if they were fair on what they said. I'm not. Like, I think I've had a stroke. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm so embarrassed that I just told the world that
you got to change that.
It's gonna be a crazy episode.
You got to change that.
I don't. That is a routine.
No. But I do a variation of that, less aggressive.
Okay.
I don't hurt myself.
I'm not whipping downward, just striking and like.
But you whip out. You whip back.
I take the towel. I flick it outward. To where it gets parallel line.
And you don't catch?
And
you
then
just
I
let
re-go,
it run.
I re-go Ring. Under, run it, gets the sack, couple rinse repeats.
That's strange. What I do is I floss. I'm a flosser. I'll grab one in on the front. I'm like this. I get my webbing, because I have irritated webbing syndrome.
Because you floss.
It's like raw meat.
It's because you floss.
You ever got a scab?
Yeah.
You ever had an open scab?
You have scabs on your crotch.
Okay, that sounds crazy.
Oh my God. It's dirty. See? You are a crotch scab.
No, but it's
scabbed crotch.
It's just sensitive skin. It's like exposure. Like, if the wind hits it, it's going to burn.
Bro, you need Vaseline. You need Arm & Hammer. Johnson & Johnson. That's what you need.
So I go like this, and I get my webbing. I get this side of the webbing, and then I'll go right through the crack.
Okay, what were you about to say before you stopped yourself? No, say it.
No, I can't.
You have shit stains.
No, it's itchy, though. A little blood. No, I'm kidding. That's too far. It was a joke.
Okay, now we know why you have to use a different towel every time. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever once
floss?
Thoroughly dried my ass. Ever.
Oh, that's not good. You got mud butt.
No, no. You have mud towels.
No, mine's dry.
You have mud towels.
Towels are supposed to be dirty. That's what the point is. And it's not dirty. I just wash my ass.
But you're getting in the crack.
Do you open up in the shower? Have we talked about that? To wash your butt. Do you grab cheek and open up and let that, you get a little water?
You're like
a little dolphin. I could go right out. It's like a trick. I could be in a circus.
You're hitting an offensive lineman. You're hitting a 3-point stance.
No. My hand's not on the ground. Oh, 100% like that's form. You have to. How do you wash your butt?
One leg up. I take the microfiber plastic, whatever.
But how do you wash the soap out?
Water.
Well, how do you get the water in there?
I turn. I just turn my back. I let the water trickle down my nice rumps.
Oh, that's not good. You're not getting
it.
Oh, I'm getting clean.
Oh, I'm getting clean.
You have leftovers.
Wait, does your asshole get scabs or does mine? Okay.
I didn't say I get scabby butts.
Is your webbing irritated?
Yes.
Is your webbing the same skin of a newborn?
That's where I need to go to my dermatologist. It has nothing to do with my...
You just made me think of a terrifying image.
What?
Imagine the poor bastard that sees your name. We got a Peyton Harden here. Yeah, he goes, so what's wrong? What's wrong with your skin? You go, all right, doc. So I got, and you just
100%. I plan on doing it soon. I have no problem with that.
If you go to a dermatologist for your crack and your webs.
Yo, isn't it crazy? Like back in basketball, right? We'd have to get physicals. Doesn't it suck that every time you drop your drawers for a physical, it's the most nastiest you've ever looked down there?
Bro, it's so bad.
Like, when did I get hair?
It's that, and it's like, come on. Like, just a little.
And it's
like,
all smushed together.
I don't want to go out sad, man. It's like, this isn't me. Yeah. I literally want to tell the doctor, like, this isn't my full form.
That's why I don't go to doctors anymore. I don't go to doctors or dentists because everybody's attractive now.
Oh, my God.
When did everybody get attractive?
I thought you meant you were getting Craigslist. You're getting a Craigslist physical.
Oh, no, I'll do that for my prostate, though. Anybody can. $10. I'll give you $10. You poke around in there, see if, what you find.
You're already getting prostates?
No, so when the time comes.
Oh, so another 15 years.
Yeah. Are you weird about that whenever your prostate exam comes?
I don't want
comes?
Anyone in my butthole.
I have no problem. Figure me out.
Tell me something about me that I don't know.
Will you make conversation? Because you're on your side, right? You're on your side. That's how it happens.
How do you know that?
I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't know that.
You don't know much about shit.
No. How do you know that? I feel like we could pull all our friends. They could not tell.
I think I'm more educated on the body than you are.
No, you're a creep. No.
What?
Oh, my God.
I look at prostate videos. With
how do you know that?
My dad's
had it done.
I'm closer, I guess, in that way. We talk about more like that, I guess. My dad's like, yeah, but man, put a knuckle
like,
in there.
I'm on the side and felt the whole digit. I said, damn, Brian, get out of here.
No, but I'm gonna talk to my dog. He's going to be like, all right, just breathe in.
You're going to go, all right, through the butt.
I was going to make a wild joke, but this is getting explicit quick.
How do we always talk about ass, poop, webbing, sphinx?
Yeah, it's bad. But how was your week, Bubba? I feel like I'm about to throw up. Like, I genuinely
it's
feel
so
like I'm going to throw up.
It's so hot it's and you're so sipping warm. A coffee. You are sip.
It's a forbidden drink, too.
It's the forbidden coffee. It's hot
and
as
I had
piss
a Red Bull before.
Oh, my God.
So, how was your week, Bubba? What'd you do? You don't look
good.
The same.
We shot. Well, what does that mean?
Like, I don't think you're Cam.
Bro, that's his third time today. He said, my legs look whiter. I'm walking different. Now I don't look the same.
No, your legs look like you have an illness when you got in my car.
No, I have one bruise. I think that was
no,
when
but
we were
you
lifting.
Have bumps and shit that I've never seen. I guess I've never looked at your legs.
That's a great PMO.
How was your week, Bubba? What'd you do?
It was good. We shot Pierce's intern Pierce's Day in the Life.
Nice.
That was a hell of a day. And now, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. So, Patreon members, go over to Patreon. If
you'll see that
intern Pierce's Day in the Life, installment 3 of
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
We what did we do? We did something. Oh hell! Well, we went to the. I don't want to spoil it.
What?
We went to his game.
That's not a spoil.
Yeah. Okay. So Pierce is a commentator for a minor league baseball team. We went to his game. That was fun.
You're talking about one day. What did you do this week?
Not much outside of that. We lifted. I've watched some. I watched a lot of playoff basketball. That
cool.
Was fun.
So fun. Good job. That's Cole's Cam segment.
You always do this. I don't know how to answer it,
bro. You get a week every week to prepare. I'm gonna ask you every week.
That's valid.
Take some notes.
That's valid.
Or do more with your life.
I don't know why I don't do that. That's very valid. I walked Ruby.
God, you're boring.
What'd you do this week?
I went to go see the Challengers movie with Zendaya.
See, you cop out, bitch.
That's what
you're
I did.
A damn con artist.
That's what I did.
Oh, you're so good.
I'm good at telling what I did this week.
Oh, you're so good.
I went to go see the Challengers movie 4 days before it came out.
Yeah, how does that work?
I guess I'm Hemington.
How did you get in?
Zendaya called me. She called me and said, Peta. Sorry.
What'd you say back?
I love you.
Yeah, good man.
I would like to bear children.
Good man.
In respect
I would
to
love
Tom
to
Holland.
Court you. I'd love to court
actually,
you.
Actually, I don't. Because if she has man. She has Spider-Man.
I have Olivia.
No one was talking about you.
That's true.
I was talking about me.
Batman.
Cool. So she has Spider-Man, and I know I'm never going to be I'm not Spider-Man. I can never compete with Spider-Man.
You're definitely better than Tom Holland.
At what?
Life. No,
no
okay.
I'm
he's
not.
Better. No.
He's better at literally every aspect of life than
no,
I.
No, he's not.
He's nicer than me?
No, he's... Yeah. I bet he's not.
More charitable?
Well, he has more to be charitable.
He's more money than me.
Okay.
He's more successful than me.
Okay. You're naming specific things. I can name things you are. Oh, you're no. better looking.
No, I don't think so.
You need growth. You're better looking.
You think so?
Poll 100 women. They're picking you over Tom Holland. If they don't know Tom Holland, like if they say they put Tom Holland's face
I think that's,
on another guy's body and somehow they're like, oh, that's not Tom Holland. They'd pick you.
I think I'm a,
every day of the week.
I think I'm the stereotypical
you're
look.
A beautiful light-skinned werewolf with a scruffy beard.
I think I'm a stereotypical face of a category of somebody's type, and I think he's the other side of that, a stereotypical look for somebody else's type.
And they'd pick you.
It depends on your type, that's what I'm saying.
But the world's getting mixed. The You Should Know
podcast. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Rocket Money. Do you find subscriptions you forget about or any you paid for twice and didn't realize it? Because I can tell you something. I do it all the time. I have a bunch of gym memberships, streaming services that I forgot about, but thankfully Rocket Money has helped me out tremendously and they can help you guys out as well. 75% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 2, 3, maybe even 4 subscriptions. Come to find out, after Rocket Money, I had 10 subscriptions. So I had over half that I didn't even know about. Thankfully, Rocket Money makes it very easy. Just a click of the button, boom, cancels those unwanted subscriptions.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Nice. I like growing my savings.
Lower bills,
grow the savings.
There we go. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place, and you can see if something is there that you don't want, don't use anymore, or completely forgot about. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
That's half a billion.
What could you do with $500 million?
Anything I wanted.
Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/YSK. That's rocketmoney.com/YSK. Rocket Money. .com/YSK.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know podcast.
But I went to the Challengers movie. One of the best movies. Yeah, this is not an ad.
He was raving about that.
It is one of the best movies I've seen in the last decade.
Give me like a 20-second, not a rundown.
I can't.
No, I'm saying, why is it so good? Like, tell me about it without telling me.
Cinematography.
Okay.
On point.
Okay.
Acting. Insane acting.
Who else? Who's like...
I don't know their names, but they're fantastic.
They're not like A-list?
I personally don't know. I don't know enough to say that. Okay. But they're fantastic actors. The writing is good. The way that they web that story together is beautiful. Like, everything has a purpose.
I love a good movie like
that. It's so good. And it literally pulled an emotion out of me. That's what the thing. Like, not sad or anything like that, but it just made, like, me feel something.
You love life?
Yeah, and that's just the shots. Like, I audibly said in that theater, like, 3 times, I was like, wow, that's insane. Like, the shots in that movie. What? That's weird? That's lame? I'm a movie nerd, though.
That's such a nerd thing.
I'm a movie nerd.
Someone's probably like, yo, shut the fuck up.
No.
God, the angle right there. Man, the downlighting. So, that's perfect. They're just like, who are you?
Well, I didn't say it loud. I just said it to myself.
You flip out a notebook. You're like,
I used to take movies and notes. Notes and movies. I used to take notes and movies all the time.
You were destined
my first,
greatness.
My first YouTube channel, or my second YouTube channel I ever made, was a movie review channel, but I couldn't afford to go that many movies. And I couldn't get into rated R movies, so my spectrum was, like, very low.
We're not skipping over that.
What?
You used to jot notes in movies?
Yeah, I'd be like,
about what?
I'd be like, act one, slow. I'd be like,
you thought you were IMDb.
I'd be like, dialogue.
You were Rotten Tomatoes. You wanted to be Rotten Cucumber.
I made a Rotten Tomatoes account under an anonymous alias, but because it was like critic score and then audience score, I would always be in the comments. I was the Karen of movies for a little bit. I love movies.
Oh my God! You know what I did?
What?
I made an account on Rap Genius. And I went in there.
Of course,
and
you did.
I made an account on Rap Genius, went in there and highlighted bars from songs that I like and gave the explanation on the side and was just waiting to get upvoted.
Were you ever right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get upvoted?
A couple times. But
what songs? Do you remember?
It was a long time. It was like, it was obviously a lot of Eminem.
But you know what I think you did?
What?
I think you went and Googled it before you.
Oh, definitely.
So it wasn't your brain that was figuring out the bar. You just wanted to be the first one to report it.
I wasn't that smart. Yeah.
Okay, I definitely knew that.
Yeah.
But I bring up the movie thing. I bring up the movie thing because I think it's very weird that people do this. And I need to know what you think about it, right?
Movie etiquette.
But I think it's very, very strange. I've never thought about it until I went to the movies this week.
Okay.
I think it is very strange.
I always get nervous.
When people dress up to go to the movies.
Weird behavior. Weird
behavior. You know what I mean?
Weird behavior.
Why you got on denim?
It's not,
and jewelry.
It's not October. No.
Oh, not
you
in
mean
that
like
costume.
Look good. I thought you meant like cosplay.
I don't want to go to a movie theater wearing tight denim jeans and a collared shirt.
Oh, I second that. But I damn sure don't want to go to a movie theater and then see Bowser walk in.
No, I think that's cool as hell. I think that's a part of the aura of a movie. Is when people are so invested into the characters and the storyline, is when they dress up.
So what would I look like if I went to watch Return of the King and I was dressed like a woodland elf?
I would respect you a lot.
Nope.
That's the best part of going to, like, the Star Wars movies whenever they were coming out. The Avengers movies. The Spider-Man movies. When I went to the movies this week, they're re-releasing the Spider-Mans in theaters. And a lot of people are dressed in, like, Spider-Man hoodies and shit.
That's even worse.
That's so cool.
It's not even a new movie.
I've done that.
We know exactly what's going to happen.
I've done that so many times. It's about the aura. You don't have aura.
I'm just a lame ass guy.
But do you think that's weird, dressing up to go to the theaters, like dressing nice?
But you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. What if they did something before? Like, what if it was a whole date, like a whole night date?
I understand that.
Dinner. But if they had simply left their house to the theater and back, I'm in a hoodie, sweats, and slides. I want to be comfy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, but if
I'm not wearing no damn skinny jeans, a collared tee, a belt in the movie theater
is crazy.
That's criminal.
It's crazy.
There's no shot. I unbutton my pants in the theater.
I don't know why I do this at theaters. What are you doing in theaters?
What do you mean?
Why are you unbuttoning your pants?
You get sexy in the Sky Lounge? No. Sky Lounge.
You ever got nasty in a theater?
No. Have you?
My parents watch, man. I've been known to get a couple smooches off.
Why do I feel like you've done more than smooches?
Oh, that's none of your business.
Oh, but it's true. It's so true.
Oh, my God. I went to Frozen twice. Can't tell you the plot of that one.
You said, who the hell's Olaf? No, you're a...
I was in a committed relationship in high school.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's good. That's fine.
As an adult, no, that's wrong.
I would venture to say 90% of movies I've ever seen have been with other men. 90.
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
Well, you've never had love in your life except for your wife.
Except for Olivia.
You got your first glimpse and you held on to it forever.
I'm about to let go. I'm kidding. I love you. Oh, my God. I have to ask you.
Okay.
Just because I was thinking about it. We can get off next. People that bring blankets or props, like blankets and pillows. Unacceptable.
The person I was with at this movie at the Challengers brought a blanket. It was actually a YSK blanket. It had your face and my face on it.
Oh my God, I watched the movie without consent. Oh my God, I've seen the movie.
You've seen it.
I know what happened.
Your animated self has seen it.
I think all that does is invite two things. Eyes to look at you and dirty things to happen. That's all that blanket
or warmth.
It's not that cold.
Oh God.
Wear a hoodie.
Well, you go to broke people movie theaters. You go to movie theaters where flies and the sticky floors. I go to movie theaters where they give you steak. You know what I mean? Where there's literally...
You're eating a T-bone at a movie theater.
There's a guy with a walkie-talkie, and his assignment for the evening is me. He goes, Mr. Harden.
Mr. Your seat sign.
He has a napkin over his seat.
Low-key.
What?
Should we invest in that?
In the movie theaters?
No,
movie theaters are dying industry.
I know, but like top of the line, like the whole theater seats like 20.
Okay, and like does
we bring,
what?
We literally bring like steak and red wine.
They have that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. That's one of the theaters I went to.
Look me in my eyes and tell me you've had. Look me
I
in
haven't
my
eaten
eyes
it.
And tell me you've had a 10-ounce steak cooked rare.
I haven't
cooked rare is sick.
That's
cooked,
sick.
Cooked medium.
I haven't. I personally haven't. I only eat popcorn during the theater. I think it's weird to have full lasagnas.
There's no shot you've been to a movie theater where a guy has.
I can tell you exactly who I was with too. Mark Phillips. He's the first time he took me to one of those nice movie theaters, and we watched Avatar.
I immediately believe it now.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? And the bill was like $150, and I said, I didn't participate.
Did they bring your candy in like a glass?
I didn't get candy. I don't get candy, dude. I'm not a candy guy. I'm not a sweets guy. But it was like lavender popcorn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the butter is like a little silky.
Give me that shit that is going to clog my arteries. Butter on butter.
Now that I'm looking at you, I just realized something.
What is it?
I've never seen your bottom teeth. I've never seen. Let me see.
No.
Let me see the bottom of your teeth. No. Is there something there?
Is your teeth?
Wait, open up.
I don't know. You're making me gag myself.
How far can you go?
What? This is wild. Popsicle challenge?
Finger challenge.
Wait, could you hit the blue on a bomb pop?
I honestly think I have bad gag reflex. I gag brushing my teeth.
See, I can go kind of far.
I know, but.
But then the gag kicks in. No, I've never gag brushed my teeth.
That's why I don't brush my tongue.
I'll be in there.
That's what I've noticed about you. I've never seen the bottom row of your teeth.
I don't know if I've seen yours either. Let me see.
A little bloody.
Oh my goodness. You just looked like a stingray. You looked like a fish. Do that again. Oh!
I have nasty bottom.
Time out. Did you say you're just a little blood?
If I push on my bottom retainer, like that, we talked about this. We talked about this like a month ago. I have a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth.
Can I please look over you? Can
no,
I
no, no. It's bloody right now. I pushed too hard.
If it's bloody, I'll literally shit myself. I'll get off. I will run off the set if this is bloody.
I'm trying to push the blood out. Look, can you see the blood? I can taste it. Can you see it?
No. Just a big white ass tongue. Okay. Yo, your mouth is a wonderland.
Why are you so twisted?
Dude, I don't know. It's so hot. I don't want to sit anymore.
For how much money would it take for you to lick my bottom retainer for 10 minutes straight? Like a dog in a bowl.
You want me to go lick the inside of your mouth for 10 minutes straight?
Yeah, how much money?
That would honestly take at least $20,000.
But the CJ,
way more.
CJ, mute this, but you lose.
Wait, but if that happens to you, can I get doubles? Is it double or nothing?
Well, that's guaranteed double.
Then wait, run it up. A mil, a M. No, okay. Let's see. To answer this, to stay humble.
And then I'll make it.
I know my worth. Okay. To stay humble and realistic.
Yeah.
10 minutes straight of licking the backside of your bottom row of teeth with a retainer that it might bleed, and there's a possibility of blood flow.
You will bleed. I will bleed.
I'd need $2 million.
Okay. I can't. I don't have that.
I would need $2 million.
But and whenever my mouth is open too long, I make noises. So I'll go, ha, the whole time you're doing it.
So I have a...
And I'll stroke your...
Oh my! Enough! You need a release. Not me. In those damn
This blood was collecting.
You have a nasty. You know what? I have something that I saw.
Okay. What?
I saw something on Twitter.
Good morning.
It's not funny, but then I researched and it became very funny. Ooh. Very quick.
What was it?
And I have to ask you.
Ask me.
I'm gonna read a couple.
Okay.
There's historical. Last words, famous last words. I'm gonna give you a couple examples, and then I have to ask you a question. Okay. Spencer Percival said, "Oh God, I've been murdered," and then he died. What a last sentence!
Wait, how did he die?
Oh God, I've been murdered. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Bro, Winston Churchill said this right before suffering a fatal stroke. I'm bored with it all. That's what he
That's
said.
That's badass.
I'm bored with it all. Stroke, died.
That's badass.
Marie Antoinette. Marie Antoinette stepped on the foot of her executioner and quickly apologized. These would end up being her last words, before being beheaded. Sorry.
Good God.
During the French Revolution. I didn't do that on purpose. What the f***? Okay, one more.
I didn't do that on purpose.
One more. General John Sedgwick, in a very ironic situation, these were Sedgwick's last words before being shot under the eye by a Confederate sniper.
Okay.
They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. And then he gets shot in the face.
Hey, this is right. Dark.
No, dark, sick, but damn, it's not funny that these people are dying, but it's just, come on.
Unless, well, I don't know what they did.
I have to know.
Okay.
What would be your famous last word?
Okay, it depends on the scenario.
Okay. We'll paint two.
Please tell me I'm around people.
We'll paint two different ones.
Same around family and friends,
hopefully. First one is very wholesome.
Okay.
An illness has struck.
Yeah.
You can't feel much pain. Yeah. God, this is morbid. That's not wood at all.
Straight plastic.
There's no wood around us. Okay. You're in a hospital bed.
Good morning.
Family and friends. I'm certainly there. I'm holding one hand. Your mom's holding the other because God knows it's going to be soon.
You don't think my dad's going to be there?
Oh, no, he'll be in the back. But I'm just kidding. So your parents, family, friends, right? Yeah. Doctor comes in. Everyone's crying. They say one last thing. Yeah. They say, sir, Mr. Harden.
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay.
We're going to unplug you.
Okay.
Insert you. What's your favorite?
I'm about to go, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like drifting off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll look up. And I look at everybody, and I go, like, wait, they're next?
Wait, what? You sick bastard!
I'm f***ing everybody
up. Oh, my God, you're taking everyone with you.
Everyone's going, wait, me?
You go, no, let them stay longer. You just fall back. Oh, my God.
Everybody's going to be like,
oh. That's the best answer I've ever heard. Oh my God.
Wait, they're next?
That is genius.
Yeah.
And then it has to be theatrical. You have to say, wait, they're next?
Oh, yeah.
It can't be like a slow. It has to be like.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's going, Peyton, what? Who?
Oh my God. You are.
I'm brilliant.
Even
huh?
On your dying breath, you're a marketing genius. You're a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry. All right, another scenario.
Okay.
You and me, we're fighting off pumas in a jungle.
Okay.
Okay. We've gone through about 8 of them. We're very weak.
Yeah.
We're cornered on a big ass tree. We can't leave.
Okay.
Two pumas looking at us. We look at each other.
I'm scared of pumas.
So it's you and me. It's both of our last words.
They remind me of my mom.
It's both of our last. What?
Pumas remind me of my mom.
Why?
It's beautiful and black.
Amen.
A little scared.
Love your mom. Two pumas, both sides. We're both about to croak. Both of our last words.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Oh, wait, you're dying with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I already know my answer.
I already know mine.
Damn it. Because what it was going to be if you were going to be alive, I was going to be like, Cam, I buried the money. And because you're a little hungry ass would be
bro,
like.
I'd be like, where? No. Hey, plug him back in. Get him up. Get the 2 cc's. I need him back. I need that money. Okay. You and me both going to die. Two pumas. They're walking. Yeah. We got about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I 100% am looking at you.
I know.
And I go, it's your fault. That's what I say to you. I go, it's your. I don't know why I'm in a jungle fighting pumas, but God and God alone knows that if that is real, it's your fault. It's a scenario you've given us.
Yeah.
Some quest.
Yeah.
Some golden button out there that makes something. That's why we're there.
I go,
this is your fault.
That's messed up. That's rude.
Hey, we're out of there.
Well, I'm going to leave you with anxiety.
I forgive you. Leave me. We're both leaving.
I know, but. Let's just say I die a couple seconds before you.
So you say it, but then you charge your puma.
No. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna be like, I see the puma charging at me. They're coming at me, like they're seconds away from me, and you see they're about to attack me, and the ones coming after you is a little delayed.
Okay.
So you know I'm about to go first.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, Cam, I never told you, but me and Liv.
Where is your mind at? What a panic. Oh my God, just die with some honor. I never told you, but me and Liv, you get taken out. I'd be like, wait, what the fuck? I get bit in the neck. You're a sick creep.
Yeah, that's bad. But like, I want to cause
but then I turmoil. I look up last second, Liv's like, she's like in a tree. I go, you
motherfucker. That's so funny. This just thought I was hearing you talking, it started pissing me off. And one thing you say, this randomly came up in my mind. One thing that you say that absolutely irks me to my soul is whenever we end conversations or I watch you end conversations with somebody else, you always say this and it pisses me off, especially when it's to me.
This is hurting.
I swear to God, and I'm being dead ass.
All right.
You go, all right, be safe. That shit hurts me, and it makes me so mad. I take it as a threat.
That's a what?
Like, who are you? What's going to happen to me?
How can you possibly take that as a threat?
Why are you telling me to be safe?
That's one of the most, because I want you to be safe.
From what?
From the world. We live in a shitty, sucky world.
Just say, have a good day.
I don't give a shit if you have a good or bad day. I want you to be safe.
What happens in my regular day life where I'm not safe? And what is that going to do?
What if you walk to your car, you get stabbed in the liver?
So you're what do you think happens? The power of your words. What do you think is happening after that? You think I'm going to go put on a Kevlar vest and walk around with the booby traps and set up like and make a fallout shelter because you told me to be safe after brunch?
Okay, I'm going to start saying
vigilant?
Vigilant. Be vigilant.
Is no, that it's weird. Say have a good day like a human.
I don't give it. I want you to live. I don't care if you have a bad day or so. I want you to get to your house. Then the good or bad day is on you.
You want power.
I want you to be alive.
You're like, I'm going to protect you. You
I'm
go
not
be
protected
safe.
Shit. I'm not
then just
Chris
say have
Kyle.
A good day.
Which hits home more? All right, bro. Hey, have a good day.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Hey, be safe.
What are you trying to do? What do you mean?
That's not a threat.
That's a threat, bro. That makes me think you're trying to set me up.
If I went like, okay, I'm going to dap you, tell you, and turn around.
Okay.
If I went like this, all right, bro, be safe.
Yeah.
You got to turn around.
Okay.
All right, bro, be safe. Hey, mother, man, I ran up on, that's like a test.
Yeah.
That's like I'm f***ing with you. I'm telling you to watch out. There could be car burglars. Uh-huh. There could be crazy drivers. There could be snakes in the
room. What am I supposed to do about that?
Be safe.
People to be more vigilant.
Yes, be vigilant. Well,
why do you think you have the power to say that to strangers?
Just tell them. I know you, jackass. You're not a stranger.
But the reason it came up is because whenever
I
we
do say it to
you say it to fans.
Every they need to understand.
You're saying it to 8-year-olds, bro. What are they gonna do?
They gotta be safe. Go hug your mom's leg. Don't run. Don't look both ways before you cross the street. Be safe. Be safe. I want you to survive.
What's one thing?
I'm gonna start saying that. Hey, bro, survival.
Okay, you see me have conversations with random people, right?
Yes.
What's one piece of advice you'd give me? Like one thing you could give
Stop
me.
Stop doing this shit.
When I talk to people, I spread my legs and I dip my shoulders.
Yeah, oh my
Wait,
god.
Wait, okay, let's be a scenario.
Every time.
Give me a scenario and I'll be the other.
If
you
if
be
it's
me.
A fan. If
okay.
It's a fan.
Oh my god, you're the guy from the podcast.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, how's it? What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, yeah. Thank you so much for watching. Yes, that's awesome.
I really love your podcast.
Oh, you do? Okay, but do you agree with me or do you agree with Cam?
Cam.
Then you go, all right, okay. Now, Stephanie asked for a picture.
Okay, can I get a picture?
Of course. Let's do it. Yeah, you can get in the middle. That you hit this? Or you go the other way?
I've never done that a day in my life.
There's 200 people that could submit images in the comments if that was a thing that could be that post.
I'll give you $5,000. One person could post a pic or put a picture on Instagram right now.
Put a picture in the Discord or the Instagram with him hitting this in your picture.
With me ducking my shoulder and looking up like that.
Like this.
I've never done that a day in my goddamn life. You must have a podcast with somebody else because I've never done that.
Oh my god!
You know what you do?
No, this is funny. Yeah, tell me. What do I do?
You do like okay. I gotta talk.
Is it fan? Okay, is it?
It's a fan.
I want to re-answer for regular conversation, but you answer mine first.
For a fan?
For regular conversation. Oh, you answer mine for fan. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm you.
Yeah.
So come up to me, I'm a fan.
Oh my god, y'all! No, no.
Hey, what's up? Bro, if you're trying to sing the hey.
Hey, what's up? It's a fucking family reunion.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, hit me with a, oh, no way. Hit me with a, oh, no way. You're the fan. Say, oh, no way.
Oh, that's so
hey.
No way.
I know, right?
What the? That's such an asshole. I don't know what to say. Bro, I love y'all, but I don't know what to say sometimes.
And then Cam says this shit every time.
And y'all don't help sometimes.
Cam says this shit every time we get stopped. Cam, if they go, oh my god, I can't believe y'all are that talking. Cam, because... Cam,
you know...
Every time.
Yeah, no one believes us. The couch is...
Yeah, no one believes us because we sit on the couches.
That's so true.
You just realized
y'all are so much taller than I thought. Yeah, nobody believes us. Those couches are deceiving. We're always sitting down. And it's like ingrained in my head.
Who would beat who 1-on-1 in basketball? Me right now, but back in our primes.
I'm a walking teleprompter. I'm a.
Wait.
I have a script.
And then if the fan has a friend that doesn't know us, be like, oh, it's a podcast. Oh, it's called the You Should Know Podcast. Oh, what's it about? Oh, it's just us making fun of each other. If you want to learn something.
Hey, you have scripted answers too, though. You know you
No. I just ruined a bunch of fans' experience for you because you say the same thing to everybody. I like to pretend. Every fan that comes up, I do this. I always call out one thing about them. Their hat, their shoes, something.
Yeah, that's nice. You're better to attention to detail than me. I'm looking in their soul, trying to be vulnerable with them.
I know, right?
I am loud as f- too, bro. Oh my god, I am dripping sweat. I'm a walking script.
And there's one thing that you do whenever we're like in a public area,
know
we can always tell when somebody recognizes us. Like every time we're out.
Oh my god,
we can tell somebody. And sometimes like I'm too anxious and I don't want to really talk to people or take pictures or nothing. Mm-hmm. But if somebody comes up, we'll never say no.
Yeah.
So I just try to avoid it at all costs if somebody even asking. So I'll be like, all right, Cam, head down, just do this. Cam, it's the worst. Cam will like literally go like this. Like say somebody recognizes this.
I'm like, where?
This camera recognizes us. Like the camera's the fan. And I'll be like, bro, just put your head down and keep walking. Cam will go like this. Bro, you be side-eyeing the. I'm like, bro, come on. And then as soon as I see that, I'm like, come on, Cam. And then and I try to run away. And then all I hear is, oh my god. And I'm like, oh god, Cam.
And all you hear is the word. No, turn around. All you hear is, oh my god.
Hey. Oh, I can't wait till this episode comes out. And somebody comes up saying, I can't believe y'all are that tall. You're not gonna know what to say.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be like,
The You Should Know Podcast.
No, I mean, we
love the fans.
We love the fans. We absolutely love y'all.
It comes to a point where we make our, like, whenever we see each other talk to fans, we're, like, analyzing each other.
We love y'all. We're just messing with each other. Don't take it too serious,
brother. We love you, and we love all you, and you smell great, some of you.
Even though you smell great, scratch that. I got something for you.
I like when you have things for me. I want you to give it to me.
This is a hand-tailored.
Okay.
Would you rather?
To me?
For Peyton Stephen Hart.
So you think about me in your off time.
100%.
I love when you do that.
I happen to be naked and wet when I thought of it as well.
Why did that you call me?
Can't call you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Would you rather live in one of those pimped out vans? Okay. I'm not talking like a Sprinter. I'm talking like a Volkswagen van.
You got to attach it to a vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Just a van. They can drive itself. You got the front seat. No one can ride with you. And everything in the back is gutted. You have cabinets. You have a little TV. Stuff.
I have a stove.
Pimped out. You have a stove. You don't use a stove. Why would you?
I don't.
But you have it. Okay. Pimped out van.
Okay.
You live in there. That is your residence.
Fine.
But you have to move at least two states over every 2 weeks.
Huh?
For a calendar year. I'm not speaking algebra.
So every 2 weeks I have to move to a different state?
Two states over.
Okay.
So you can't go Texas, Oklahoma. You got to go like Texas to somewhere.
I don't know geography like that, but keep going.
Long drives. Every 2 weeks.
Okay.
You're being attacked.
God, it's not your home. I smell like it, but God damn. It's
still there.
All right, keep going.
All right. So you have to move every 2 weeks, two states away.
Okay.
For a whole year.
Okay.
Or you have to go in the woods and you have to camp in the woods, like OG camping, for 3 weeks straight. And then you can go back to your normal life.
What do you think the answer is going to be?
I think you hate both.
I think I hate...
You hate environment.
The wilderness, Cam? You see me fighting this bug right now? You think I'm going to stay in the woods? Where I can get attacked by an antler or something?
An antler?
What are the things with the bugs?
Well, antlers are the ones with the nose.
That's an anteater.
Anteater.
An antler is the thing on a deer.
You get what I'm saying. I got to cook fire.
Okay, let me bump it down. 2 weeks. You want to move.
Give me 2 hours I'm not staying in the woods, Cam.
You don't even like driving.
I love driving. It's my depressive thing.
Two states away. You like 12. You didn't drive to Colorado when we went. So every 2 weeks.
Because I didn't have to.
Every 2 weeks, you're having to hop in that van and drive somewhere else, park it, and you're living there.
I would.
And you're massive. You're going to be crammed in this little bullet van.
Completely fine.
For a year.
Well, give me one benefit of staying in the woods.
Because it's like a strength thing. You bite the bullet 2 weeks in the woods.
I have nothing to prove to myself.
You're back to your glorious three-story home. You can stretch out. You can be butt-ass naked. If you're naked in that van, it's going to start to stink.
How long am I in the van for?
A whole year.
Oh, I'm fine with that. I'll make do.
Bullshit.
Much rather, I would hate it, but I would have panic attacks.
What would you do?
I wouldn't sleep.
Would you know how to camp in the woods?
Hell no. Give me 30 minutes. I'm like this, butt naked.
Why are you always naked? What? That's your defense. You're just like,
That's my anxious tick is nudity.
Okay, but I'm talking like top of the line tent. You got a nice thermos.
I have to put up the tent, right? That bitch isn't getting put up, Cam. You see me trying to make an IKEA bed?
Your bar cart has the handle that just can't go on.
My desk over here. It's like
wobbly. Everything you have just sinks. Everything you own. So you're going to...
That's the easiest would you rather ever done.
I think you are grossly underestimating that van. You are massive. You like to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. You like to
but
walk.
But I'm not...
You like to walk outside and think. You like to go see Ruby. You're not seeing us.
That's fine.
You go... Ouch.
But it's much better than staying in the woods, Cam. I don't know how to make... I wouldn't
one
live.
Week. Okay, you're pissing me off.
Cam,
1 week.
I would see a tree.
3 nights, an extended weekend.
No.
A Friday to Sunday.
1 night, yes. That's it. That's the most I can survive in the wilderness. 1 night. I get so scared. I am terrified. What's my biggest...
Do you have any grit?
No. What? There you go. Steve Harvey, that's my answer. Buzz it in. Is it on the board? Yep. What are you talking about? What's my biggest fear? One of my biggest fears.
Kodiak bears?
No. Open land.
I hate open land. Okay, but you're in a nice tucked off forest. Okay.
What the f*** is a nice forest?
I'll make it even better.
Okay.
The tent's already set up.
Okay.
Thermos is filled.
What's a thermos? Like what takes the temperature? Like you filled it with a red goo?
Oh my God. Thermometer. Thermostat. Thermostat. Is air conditioning.
Yeah.
Something you wouldn't have if you did your van. Matter of fact, I'll give you AC. It's pimped out. It's pimped out.
Okay, guess what? I'm in my van. I can stop at
you can't.
You know how many quick trips I would go to? I could shower at the truck stops.
You're gonna shower in a quick trip?
I can shower wherever.
What quick trips have you been to?
Oh, what's the
those are trucks. Those are Loves.
Loves, Lowe's. That's quick, what I was thinking about.
No, Lowe's sells lumber. Loves getting
shower in a Lowe's, you're going to jail.
If you shower in a Lowe's or a quick trip, you're leaving in handcuffs. You're leaving incarcerated.
You have incarcerated.
Incarcerated.
That's where you die. Incarcerated. I'm confused right now, so help. Bring me here.
Incarcerated means you are a prisoner. Mm. You're behind bars. Mm. I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Don't either.
Incinerated?
Maybe.
That's just, you're gone. You're nothing.
That's a little crazy.
What were you? What word were you just trying to conjure?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, phone a friend.
It had to be incinerated.
I don't know what I was trying to say, but that was the easiest would you rather I've ever done.
You have no...
No.
You don't just...
Grab them.
You never just scream. You never just get a manly urge and just flex every muscle in your body and yell at yourself in the mirror.
No, but I try to force a cry. And then I cry and I laugh at myself and I get real depressed. I'm like, that's what you look like?
I honestly, for your well-being, I think if you did a 72-hour... a 72-hour technology wipe...
Panic attack.
It'd be the scariest 72 hours you've ever lived.
I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday.
But it would help you.
Once we start hiring more people, I'm going to do that. So I don't have to be checking analytics and looking at stuff all the time.
Can I please be at the first one?
100%. I'll be so much happier.
Can I please be at the first one? No, your first one's going to be miserable.
No, it's going to be so good. It starts on a Monday? Oh my God, I'll be great.
It's
on a Monday. I am depresso espresso on a Monday.
Every Monday, he's like,
like they don't like us
rain,
anymore.
Rain clouds following you. Oh my God, you know what we should do?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen those things like the quietest room in the world?
Oh my God, no, I don't like that.
That's terrifying. Or the darkest room in the world?
The darkest room. I hallucinate on my own. You ever hallucinate in real time?
No.
Last night.
You hallucinate on your own.
Last night, I could have sworn there was a moose in my room. I swear to God, you're going to think I'm lying. It was for like 0.4 seconds, but I was like, moose. Oh my God.
He said, how'd you get here? Oh, never mind. A moose.
Yeah.
And you were sober.
Yeah.
There's the grand answer. There's the solution.
You're a cop,
and you lack grit, bro. Come on.
Okay. let's break something down real quick. If we were dating, right? What would be our roles in the relationship?
You would be... Oh, I was about to say them.
Honestly, what do you think our roles would be?
Our roles, if we were dating...
I feel like I taste a burger on my tongue right now. Something isn't right. Something's going wrong in me. God. Something's not right.
If we were dating...
Yeah.
Hey, burger boy, let me give my thought out. We were dating, you would be a controlling... Rude? Okay. Boyfriend.
Would you cheat on me if we were dating?
No, I don't cheat. I don't believe in it. I don't condone it. I hate everyone that's ever cheated.
Okay, but me and you, though.
I wouldn't cheat on
you. I feel like you would go and cheat on me because you were looking for something I couldn't give you. Because no, I would be so...
I would definitely go to a therapist.
It's because I would be so demanding on you.
Yes.
And then I wouldn't be loving. And you would go to someone else to look for that love, and you would cheat on me.
You just said we're in a relationship. You would demand for me and not love me.
No, I'd love you, but I wouldn't give you comfort. Like you couldn't tell me about your day. If you had a bad day,
I'm a physical touch type of guy.
Oh, that's fine. I love physical touch.
Words of affirmation.
Touch me.
Oh my God, that's your worst one yet. Words of affirmation
for you. Yes,
you are horrible at words of affirmation.
If I love somebody, yes.
So you don't love me.
No, I do. Different love. Intimate love, I'm good.
What would your role be if you had to answer? Oh my God. TJ,
mute it.
You
mute it.
You are infected. Your thoughts are warped.
Oh my God.
No bullshit. I would definitely be the one cooking and cleaning.
100%. It's your job.
You would have. Oh!
Daddy comes home from work.
We both be working. You just get to sit and crack a beer and watch some grown men in tights wrestle.
You talk about WWE like that. Acknowledge your trouble, Chief?
I would definitely cook and clean.
Okay.
You'd have to be like. I don't know. I wouldn't trust you with security. You use a belt. He's a belt.
I have
a
so
PVC
many blades.
Pipe. You have a lot of blades.
Wait, time out. I was thinking about CJ. our editor, because he's going to live with me.
That is true.
I was thinking about him.
That's nice.
He came over for a little bit, right? He stayed with me for like a day or two, right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It happened. That is factual.
I was talking to him. And normally, I talk to you all the time. I've talked to you every day for like last 6-7 years.
Yes.
And so when you talk, it's like, blah, 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 and I'm like, blah, 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 and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, him. You know what I mean? But CJ, I listen to him, right? It's new voices, it's new thoughts coming at me, so it's interesting. And so I was listening
so
to...
So you're bored with our relationship.
And so, And so he was... No, I'm just kidding. You make me warm and wet. Sweat, wet. Sweat, wet.
Okay.
You make me sweat because you make me anxious.
And wet. And sweat, wet.
Sweat, wet.
Okay, good.
Sweat, wet.
Okay, you were thinking about
CJ. Isn't it... like, because hearing somebody else talk to me, words are crazy.
Oh my God.
Words are insane. Deodorant.
What are you saying?
Think about the word deodorant.
Deodorant.
What does that mean?
Deodorant.
What does it mean?
Deodorant.
What does it mean?
Somebody named the stick of deodorant. It's the thing that you wipe on you.
Why do they call it deodorant?
No clue.
I could tell you.
Why?
Because CJ was saying I needed deodorant. And I said, what is deodorant? Like, why'd they call it deodorant?
It deodorizes something.
Deodorant.
No
odorant.
No shit.
So that's not a good thought I had. Whenever I had that biggest epiphany in my kitchen.
D as in get rid of, as in anti.
Odorant.
And it's an
But
ant.
You never thought, don't stay, act like you thought about that before.
It deodorizes.
Don't act like you thought about
it
that
is
before.
A deodorant.
But don't act like you thought about that before.
I don't have to think about it. Common knowledge.
But you didn't know that. You
100%. Then why did I answer it, you clown?
Because you thought about it just now.
And it took all of 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you didn't know that's why they called it deodorant until I just said that.
You would have had, yes, I did. You would have had a better thought saying, why the hell is yellow called yellow? Now that's a spooky scenario.
I don't believe in colors. I think everybody sees colors differently. Like my yellow is your red. We all call it the same thing. That's a color theory, popular topic.
We can't open that box.
Don't put my tinfoil hat on. I'll get naked.
Don't lick my areola on that one.
I'll put a lollipop in and scream.
I'll
like in my mouth and run around naked and go.
No, that's but like grass.
Why do they call it grass?
See now, those are things.
That's insane.
Deodorant's a shit example.
Why do they call
you
it?
You deserve a.
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Did I just say that out loud? I did not mean that. I meant like a whooping.
So,
that's no. Whooping and... It's the relative, the other one, but it's not.
Gotta whooping. Stop talking.
I'm so sorry. To hell with words. You know what I thought of? And when I saw this, because it happened to us at the gym.
Okay.
And this pissed me off.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to tell it to you right then and there, but it... Oh my God, it made me so mad.
What happened?
I think people are out here and they literally lie about their relationships.
What do you mean?
Not single, married, together, man, woman, woman. None of that shit.
Okay.
Like friendships. I think people are having fake-ass friendships.
Why do you say that?
Because a guy... We were at the gym, and a guy walked up to us and goes, yo, oh, do you not remember this? He said, my bad. I literally swore y'all were my friends from Colorado. Are you kidding me?
He was like, and he goes, didn't y'all play basketball at this, that, and the other? We're like, we played basketball, but not there. He goes, you look like
goes,
so-and-so.
Look just like, that's a fake-ass
That's
friendship.
Not your friend.
I've never been like, Peyton, oh.
Yeah, and then tried to... convince myself that was Cam or Peyton.
You don't know your own friend's face?
That's insane.
You don't know
to me.
His own looks. That's bullshit.
Wait. Speaking of fake friendships, how quick would you recover if I broke up with you as friend?
I'd be in shambles.
Wait, do you think you would have a quick recovery?
No. And I think if I asked you the same question, you'd be like, give me a weekend.
And no.
Yes.
I'm good at suppressing my emotions. I would hurt, but I'm good at suppressing them.
Exactly. If I broke up with you, you'd be Neiman Marcus the next day on your story. Hey, I'm living best life. Shit's all gravy. It's all good. You wouldn't see anything from me. You wouldn't see a post for a year.
Really? You'd go dark?
Bro, yes.
Okay, but say you broke up with me as a friend, I would be so manipulative towards you. I would go. You would regret that. You would regret breaking up with me as a friend. You know why?
Bubba likes revenge.
Oh, my God. I would go.
Revenge king?
No, just to you. I'm petty.
Okay.
Petty. If you broke up with me, my Instagram story would be popping. You know what I would do?
You'd lie.
I would meet. I would call Travis. I would call Grayson, our agents. I would call any connection I had, and I would buy every Lord of the Ring memorabilia and have it in my house. And I would put it. I would take pictures of it. Oh, Cameron. I would go to your favorite spots. I would meet Gunna.
Oh no, no!
I would go. I was backstage at a Gunna concert.
Young Gunna.
I told you that.
You've never told me that.
Yeah, it was. I was at a Young Thug and Gunna concert. RDC took me.
Did I?
In Austin.
So I did know you.
Yeah, we're friends.
So you didn't.
It
take
was in
a
Austin.
Picture. You didn't take a picture with the one and only one.
Oh, I didn't like meet him, but I was backstage. He was like, it was a hallway. You know how like our green rooms are? There's like a hallway. It's like one long hallway. We're in the same hallway. Young Thug is tall.
Isn't he like 6'4"?
He's tall, yeah. I was like, damn. It smelled like so much marijuana back there. I couldn't breathe.
A lot of grass.
I said, Mr. Mark Phillips, I have to leave. I cannot breathe.
I said, I don't, stinky, stinky.
I was like, I was going out, because it was like connected to the outside. So I was like talking, and I'd be like,
yeah, dude, I like your music. you're a great God, watch. You're a great artist.
Oh my God.
If you did that though, if you did that, I think it would aid my grieving process.
Really?
I think what really digs deep is if you just lived your normal life. Mm. If you were going out of your
way. It's
probably
the best advice.
If you were going out of your way, I would know that it affected you.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about me to ruin me, which means it does hurt you.
No, but I wouldn't be like, ah, look what I got. It would be subtle. Like, I would take a picture.
No, that can't be subtle.
No, listen.
You haven't even seen Lord of the Rings, so there's nothing subtle.
No,
about it.
Listen, I would take a picture, like, of my feet right here in my living room, and you just see in the right corner. You'd have to be looking for it.
It's like a classic memorabilia Legolas.
Yeah.
8 inches.
Sure.
Just. A nice
Mordor. You'd see Mordor in my house.
Okay, if you had a,
you know what I would do?
If you had a full life size like Mordor set,
oh my God,
I'd literally break your door down and I'd come and play with
you. You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd call Sanjin a week after, and we'd go to Great Wolf Lodge.
That's like my bucket list.
Kim has Great Wolf Lodge.
I got blue balled by Sanjin for about 6 summers in a row without going to Great Wolf Lodge. I've still never been. Okay, speaking of our friends,
okay.
Bro, do you remember the, like, 3 or 4 nights ago when Pierce was with us?
Yes.
On the way back from the studio?
Yes.
We stopped to get dinner. Peyton?
You and Pierce?
Buckle up. You know Pierce.
I love Pierce.
You know Pierce can be very just ignorant to the world.
Pierce is very oblivious to things.
Oblivious. Perfect word.
Very oblivious.
Oh, my God. Okay. He goes, I've never been inside a Panda, really.
That's insane, first of all.
Crazy first statement. I go, yeah, okay, you order here, we're going to go. We order the most basic shit ever. Fried rice, orange chicken.
Okay.
We get to the end. Peyton, what I'm about to say, I hope to God it doesn't offend, but I'm dead ass serious. This is what Pierce says.
Okay.
In the Panda Express. We're getting there. We're walking down. He goes, oh. And you know Pierce, he's loud.
Loud.
Loud as shit.
No filter loud.
Way too loud.
Yeah.
In Panda Express, he goes, oh, they're serving fried raccoon. They got fried raccoon right there. I look at him. He goes, no, seriously, look. Cream cheese filled fried raccoon. 3 times, back to back. And I literally grab his shirt and I go, are you shitting me right now? You're shitting me.
What are you getting confused with?
I go, read that one more time in your own little stupid head. And he goes, cream cheese fried rangoons. Oh, rangoons. At the same time, we look up every single employee. We're in a Panda Express.
Yeah.
That's a HARU, Historically Asian Restaurant University.
It is.
Every single one of them looks up like they're about to just punch Pierce. They're all like this.
Really?
Goes,
we got raccoon?
He goes, oh, not raccoon. He parlays that.
No, he
I
doesn't.
Shit you not. He asks for a water cup. He goes, his dumbass. I love you, Pierce.
Yeah.
He gets soda water.
Okay.
Doesn't realize it. Takes this big ass gulp. Goes. Cam, their drinks aren't good. He's 4 feet from the register. He is the most just rude without trying to be rude person ever.
Pierce.
And I'm literally like, bro, throw the cup away. We're leaving right now.
You know what I would have done?
We can't even eat here. We're leaving right now. He goes, what did I even say? Their drinks are bad and they're serving raccoon. And I'm like,
what would I have done? Got the hell out of there.
You would not have paid. You would have, even if you paid and they didn't give you food, you would have walked out.
Oh, 100%.
You would have had an attack.
A panic attack.
And you would have been furious with Pierce.
I wouldn't have talked to him.
Bro, that loud. No bullshit. That loud. What? They got fried raccoon? You know, he's squinting and shit. They got fried raccoon screaming.
We got to get him on an episode.
Oh.
We have to get him on an episode.
Bro, I was in shambles. I was absolutely, like, lost.
That reminds me of a story. I got pulled over by the cops at 6 a.m. going to the gym. And you were kind of there.
Bro.
So, we went through the stair where we were on our military shit. We were trying to go to the gym early as hell every day.
Yes. Horrible decision.
Sun was coming up. It was still dark outside, right? I was driving to the gym solo dolo, right? The roads are semi-empty. It's cold outside. One eye's cracked. I'm tired. Trust, I don't want to go to the gym.
Ears dirty.
Right. So there's a light right before the gym that I have to take a left on. But if you get caught at that red light, you're there for 4 minutes.
At least.
It is the longest light I have ever been a part of. And I was already late to the gym. Cam and Ryan were riding together. They're already parked at the gym waiting for me. I saw that light go orange to take a left into the gym.
What the hell did you just say?
I saw that light go orange.
Lights don't go orange. It's yellow.
That's what they say is a yellow light, but it is an orange light. Lights are not yellow. Deadass are not yellow. Now I'm not even trying to be...
Lights are yellow. It's literally green, yellow, red.
It's green, orange, red. I swear to God, I know they teach you green, red, yellow. I know that. It is. I've never seen a yellow light. What? Give me something yellow.
That's yellow. That's exactly what the light looks like.
That's a little orange.
That's yellow.
Yellow, I think of like that basketball rim over there. Yellow...
Again, just because you think the light is yellow. They teach you yellow light. They say yellow light. The light is yellow. It's all literally the casing outside of the lights. That might be orange. The light is yellow.
No, the casing of the light is yellow. The actual light has an orange hue. It's more orange than yellow. I swear to you. The ones by my house. I'm being dead ass. There's no way to prove this right now. So I'm telling you something.
At least say yellow light. No one says it's an orange light.
So the light was yellow, right? The light was yellow, and I didn't want to be even more late. There was a car in front of me that was being a little soft. They weren't being aggressive drivers, so they stopped on the yellow. And I was like, there's enough time for both of us to make it. I was tired, a little hallucinating. I didn't eat breakfast. It was 6 a.m. I didn't want to go to the gym. I was already late. Cam and Ryan were already there.
Yes.
I was like, this car. I go around the car, illegal, right?
Very illegal. Very.
But I was in a rush. I go around the car and I make the light. It was still yellow when I broke the plane. I was like, okay, bam, I made it. I passed this car, I made it. All of a sudden, it's like a disco going inside my car. And I'm like, what's happening?
This cannot be.
I look in my rearview mirror. I'm getting pulled over. I haven't gotten pulled over in like 5 years. It is 6 a.m. Half my brain is awake. I am petrified. Anxiety strikes.
As it should.
I'm shaking, right? I had pre-workout in my cup holder. I was drinking a little pre-workout on the way there.
Oh, you're shaking and itching.
So I'm shaking, itching, and I'm sweating a little bit. And you know how I am on pre-workout? My jaw's like... Nah.
And you got one eye closed.
Exactly.
Oh my God, he thinks you are strung out.
So I park, I pull over, I park. The cop comes up to me and he goes, "You didn't make it, did you?" And I go, I look over to him, right? Yeah, I'm nervous too, right? And so every time a cop pulls me over, I grab the wheel hard as shit. Like, that's my nervous twitch. So I'm like this at the cop. I tried. And he goes, "You all right?" And I was like, "Not really."
He goes, "Get out of the car!"
And he goes, and to make it worse, he goes, "Are you all right, son?" And I was like, "I have bad anxiety." And he goes, "What's with the mouth?" And I go, "I have too much in me." Like, I couldn't formulate sentences. So I go, "I got too much in me."
And you're sitting there, I got too much in me. Oh my God, he thinks you're tweaking.
And he goes, Did you take anything today?" And I was like, "Just this." And he's like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Caffeine, workout." And he goes, "Step out of the car." And so I'm like, I've never been told to step out of the car. And like, and so I go, I kid you not, I've never been told to step out of the car.
He 100% did not believe you. He said this. Yeah. I get out.
And so I've never been told to step out of the car when I got pulled over.
Oh my God.
Step out of the car. And so I didn't know what to do. I've never had this experience.
It's a new experience.
New experience.
New level.
So I say, "Where am I going?"
Oh no, you're with him now.
"Where am I going?" And he goes, "Get out of the car right now. Put your hands on the hood." I get out. Looking at him, I put my hands on the hood, right? And he goes, "You got your license on you?" And I go, "Yeah." I'm patting my pockets, right? I'm patting my pockets, and he goes, and I go, "Oh shit, I don't have it." And he goes, "What do you mean you don't have it?" And I was like, "Do you see that black car over there?" And that's where you were at.
Yes.
And so you're seeing me this whole time,
dude.
Did you see me?
No. So We didn't even, because you know, when you get in the gym and you're waiting on the other person, you're just sitting on your phone.
Yeah.
The craziest part is I got a text from Braden.
Yeah.
Braden goes, is that Uncle P getting pulled over? And I go, what the hell? And I look up and your hand's on the hood. And I said, oh my God. And I literally, bro, it was like immediate concern, but then immediate laughter. I was like, nothing crazy is going to happen. But I was like, holy shit, that's him like 100 yards away.
And so he goes, do you have your license? And I go, oh shit. And I go, do you see that black car over there? And I point at Cam's car. And I go, that car has my wallet. And he doesn't know our relationship. I didn't say that's my friend.
He has no clue.
So I go, that black car has my wallet. And he goes, and you know I'm looking like this too. Yeah. And I'm sweating. He's like,
son, I'm going to need you to get on all fours. You go, what the?
And so he goes, what do you mean that black car has your wallet? And I was like, that's my friend. And I goes, I left it at his house yesterday, and I'm meeting him at the gym today, and he's going to give it to me at the gym. He goes, just give me your name and your information. He goes, do not move. And so then I start to shake a little bit, so I'm like trying not to move. He's giving me instructions. And then he goes, you got that podcast, don't you? And I was like, mm-hmm. And he goes, you're good to go, right? And he goes, go get that license from him and don't drive like that anymore. And I go, okay. Thank God he didn't tell me to go to Cam's car to get this license, because I go, Cam, bro, I just got pulled over, whatever. Can I have my license or whatever? And Cam goes in his bag and goes, oh, shit.
Left it.
I don't have it. So if that cop would have told me to go to that car and get my license, I would have been in jail.
Is that my fault?
Yeah, you told me you were going to bring it to me, so yeah. You told me you were going to bring it.
Bro, I honest to God, I wish there was like a 24/7 like car cam. Because when I tell you, when I looked up after seeing that text and I went, holy shit. I hit Ryan. We look up and we're like, what the f-? And I busted out laughing. Oh my God. And I, honestly, you handled yourself well when you got back to us,
though. Yeah, because I knew I wasn't going to jail. That's
you knew you weren't going to jail. You knew it was all behind you. And you were just like, I could tell that it was still affecting you, but you were just like, yeah, man, it's all good. Let's just go lift. Let's go lift. And I was like, are you crying?
You know, last week we were talking about like our childhood shit and like traumas and stuff and the Barney thing. I put a picture on my Instagram story. That Barney looked like he was on crack.
Cocaine.
And so I don't know. I'm starting to learn more about myself each week with this podcast. I'm starting to get more like, it's like therapy for me.
It's like an onion. Every layer. A week equals a layer.
And I'm understanding some of my traumas.
Okay.
And there's a thing in me that I've never understood why it still makes me sad. Like if I go to basketball games, football games, Disney, like anything where there's mascots around, it will genuinely upset me as a 25-year-old man if I see a mascot take its head off. And if I see that that's like a college student under there or an ex-convict,
kid named Connor.
That it's something in me. And I want to know right now in the comments if it affects anybody else. That bothers me.
Bro, holy shit, I didn't even realize that. I think I was so, what's the word? Used to it. But what am I trying to say? Exposed to it?
Okay.
I was so exposed to it because my sister was a mascot.
No, she was not.
I swear to God.
Heather was not a mascot. For what?
She would come for the Lobos. She'd come home dressed as a wolf. And I was like 7. I was like, oh wait. And I'd give her a hug.
Sick. She was
she'd come with a wolf head on. And I was like, oh. Yeah, she's a mascot.
That's insane.
At one point in time. Speaking of sports, though, I was almost a best man at a 3rd grade tetherball wedding.
What does that mean?
We had a full-blown ceremony in 3rd grade at recess one day. There was a wedding at the tetherball pole. Hundreds of students lined up. Walking down, he almost picked me to be his best man. Ryan actually was the best man. I swear to God, Ryan was the best.
So why?
Someone ordained it and everything.
What were your higher up? What were your teachers?
Oh, watching something. I don't know. But when I say it was a sea of humans. Like, you have to understand. So the way the playground was set up, the tetherball poles were on the outskirts.
You're right.
And there's a huge slab of concrete because there was 2 basketball goals. When I say it was like Moses split the Red Sea of people. It literally was bodies, and the longest walkway you can imagine. And I'm not going to say the name, but the young man was courting his young woman all the way to the tetherball pole. Ryan was standing up there ready.
That's why Ryan was so good at your wedding. He practiced. He had the tetherball wedding.
Bro, there was a full-blown tetherball wedding in the third grade.
Well, how did y'all get so organized at that age?
I think, bro, that's how much pool they had. It was a pair of twin brothers, and they ran. No, not that got married. Not that got married. That'd be a different story. Pair of twin brothers that just ran the city, ran the school.
Oh.
When one of them was their wedding, I think it was his brother that was playing the pastor that ordained the wedding. And then Ryan was the best man. Hundreds of people clapping cheers. I don't know where some girls got flowers from. They were thrown off. It was a full-blown wedding.
That's kind of cool, though.
I think she's pregnant now, and I think he's in jail. But
if you're that immature that fast to get...
If you're getting married at 8, I can't imagine your life at 24.
I have an embarrassing recess story, too.
Oh, my God. I bet you do. Oh, my God. I just...
What? What? Say it. Say it.
I can't.
Okay.
No, I really... I will. But if we have to, we have to. Dog.
What?
So we were obsessed with WWE. We were young, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was also a square and super green. Didn't realize when girls chasing you meant...
They liked you. No, you did not. You didn't fight one of these girls.
It wasn't a fight, though. It wasn't a fight. So they're chasing me. I think I finally caught on. I was like, oh, that's like cat and mouse. Yeah. She likes when I turn around and make weird faces and run back after. But you got to understand, the girl's like, ah, like chasing you. And then when I would get annoyed, I would turn around, roll the eyes to the back of my head like I was Undertaker. And I'd go, ah, and then I'd go, ah, and scream. But then one day I caught her. We were young. You have to understand. We were young.
Kids.
Kids that knew no better. She asked me, why do you do that thing with your eye? I can't do that anymore, by the way. I used to be able to do the Undertaker eye. She said, why do you do that? That's scary. And I said, because I love wrestling. She goes, what do you love about wrestling? I said, the master lock. I put it on. I said,
no, you did not.
She said,
it
oh, wrestling. What do you love about wrestling? I said, the master lock. And I went,
you belong in jail. You belong in jail.
Oh. I just thought of that.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Dude, our recesses were so different.
Oh, my God. We also used the monkey bars as a rim, and we were pretending like it was the NBA dunk contest, and Ryan was the coolest kid in the school because he was the only one that could do a Statue of Liberty. Oh, my God.
See, you were putting girls in headlocks at recess. You know what I was doing?
No.
Well, that.
Oh.
But it was like a second grade or third grade or something like that. It was the time that High School Musical was dropping their sing-along and dance-along version. So at commercial breaks, they would teach you the dance moves and choreography before the next scene. And so it was right. And so we all I think I was the only guy that was watching it or openly watching it. And all the girls were really into High School Musical.
Uh-huh.
And so
you were smart from a young age.
And so, no, I just really liked it. The girls. I just liked the songs.
You're like, I just...
And so it was High School Musical 1. They were doing the dance-along version. And so I remember the day after at school, all the girls were getting on the four square field.
God, what a good
game. In the concrete. And they were doing what they learned. And no one worked harder than me. And I was watching these bitches, and I was like, hell no, y'all weak as fuck.
He said, watch out.
And so what I did was, they were doing all this together. And all in this together. And they were doing that, and I was like, man, they don't know the choreography like me. They didn't have the beat, right? And so I got at the top, and I was like, I didn't realize how lame that was. And I was like, that's not cool. So you were putping girls in headlocks. I was one-upping them on choreography.
You were leading the cheerleading team in a choreography. You said, Brittany, get it tight and ready, girl. Come on. We're all in this together.
Yeah, oh no, God. I definitely coached. I was like, no, it's 1-2-1. No. Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I was at a gas station the other day, and I stole.
What?
I didn't mean to.
What?
Dude, something has been wrong with my brain recently. I swear to God.
You need a technological wipe.
So
you need to get clean.
I went into the gas station. It was before the gym. Everything happens before the gym. And so I was going into, the gas station. I needed a yellow Red Bull. It's my favorite Red Bull. So I went to the gas station, and I don't know what my brain was on, but I was in, like, autopilot going in. Like, I don't remember walking in. I just remember leaving, and I said I did wrong. I walked into the gas station. It's the same routine. I think that's why. It's the same routine every morning. I walk into the gas station, yellow Red Bull, take it to the counter, no eye contact because I don't want to talk, pay, leave. I don't know what happened, but I grabbed the yellow Red Bull, and I just put it in my pocket. I swear to God. And I walked out, and I didn't realize it until I was looking for the Red Bull to drink it on the way to the gym, and I couldn't find it, and my right thigh was cold than a bitch.
You're just sitting there. Did you at least have like a realization?
No, my heart dropped.
Okay.
I'm never going back in there because I feel like there's going to be FBI and SWAT.
At least you're a good man. You're a good man at heart.
Speaking of pocket placement stuff, right? It's nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Nothing to do with
pocket placement. I think we talked about this on the early episodes.
Okay.
But I'm starting to learn that more people are like you than like me. With like, where do you put your phone, your wallet, and your keys in your pockets?
Every single time, the same answer no matter what I'm wearing.
What is it? Left pocket is what?
Wallet and keys.
It's so fucking weird to me. That is so strange.
It's because you're left-handed.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is. That has nothing to do with left or right hand.
Yes, it does.
How?
Because your left hand is your primary hand you hold your phone.
No, it's not. I don't one hand my phone ever. I have two hands always on my phone. So it has nothing to do with that.
Well, now you're just a goblin.
No, it's just weird that's just uncomfortable. Phone and why are your keys? So if you're right hand dominant, right?
Yes.
Whenever you take out your wallet to pay for something, you would have to transfer it over.
No.
So you pay with your left hand?
No. You take the wallet out, you open it, and you grab the card with your right. The wallet's a two hand job regardless.
Well, what about your keys?
Keys, I take it out, click it right there.
Okay, but
simple action.
Okay, but before you had press to start, your keys, you would have to go like this and put them over there. Why not just have it already in your right side, right access?
Because that's my phone. If I get a call, immediately bang. If I get a text, immediately read.
Okay, but are we in agreement?
My logic is more sound than yours. Phone is definitely going to be used more than keys.
I think it's you have more of an argument that you can with the front pockets. A lot of people put their wallet in their back pocket.
I like that too. I like a good back wallet.
No.
Back pocket wallet.
No, you have to be a cowboy. That's cowboy restriction.
No.
Why?
You've never It's like a little. It's like an ass.
I don't want anything on my ass.
I don't like it sitting.
My ass is too big. And to put them in jeans, I swear to you, I'm not even being weird. My ass is too big. It's weird,
got that
bro.
Wagon.
I'm telling you.
No, I've never been a firm back pocket believer, but I've done it a couple times. But as soon as you sit down, it just kills the
body. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to. You got to move it.
A back pocket wallet guy is someone that is literally carries like a knife up front or something.
Oh,
I do. There's no need. My two pockets can hold my keys.
Yeah.
My wallet, my phone.
You know what I've been doing recently?
Huh.
Putting everything in one pocket. I want freedom on at least one leg.
Why?
Freedom.
For what? How do you utilize that freedom?
Movement.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just saying, when you're walking, right, and you'll feel two things moving like that. You'll feel if you're using both pockets, you'll feel it going swinging, and now you're hitting collide, and sometimes it will sandwich your sack. And I don't want to sandwich my sack.
The only way it could possibly sandwich your sack, if you're over here walking,
I'm a strideful. I'm a strideful guy,
bro. If you have loose short syndrome, if you're doing that,
you think so?
If your shit's going,
I just have deep pockets.
Deep pockets.
You got me rolling. You got me rolling.
No, I'm 100%. Mine definitely makes more sense. No doubt about it.
No, I don't understand how people think it's weird. Like, I feel so uncomfortable if my phone were to be in my right pocket.
Grab your... We're going to test that. Put your phone down.
Okay.
Oh, you... Oh, my God. I just saw you think about what you're going to do.
I don't know what you're about to ask me to do. I genuinely don't. So
your phone's ringing. Pick it up. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Bring. You just committed sin.
What?
The same thing you just complained about you did. You picked up with the right, transferred to the left.
Because it was already on my right.
You placed it there.
There's nowhere to put it over here.
If it was in your pocket, you would have had to do that.
That's why it's never in my right pocket.
That's my point, because you're left-handed.
But I don't answer phone calls. But whenever I'm like this.
Yes, you do.
Like, so say I'm out in public. I'm never like this. I never open, the phone's in my left pocket. I don't ever take it out and go like this. Like, I don't do that. I'm always like this.
You don't have a strong wrist? Or are you afraid
of one hand? You know I have weak wrist syndrome.
Are you?
You know,
But are you afraid of a one hand, like a droppage?
No, it's just not comfortable for me. I do everything with two hands. Do you pee with two hands? Do you hold two hands?
Some of us don't have that luxury.
Good morning to you. Do you know what I've learned about myself recently? When I pee in public, I scratch my tummy and pee. I'm like this.
Oh my God.
It's strange.
That is toddler.
I like touch
baby.
My nipples a little bit. You're not like, even on to be weird. Not on twist.
I just spit every time.
Yeah, you're a spitter.
Every time. You spit too. I've heard you spit.
When I'm drunk. Yeah. Like at a club, yeah.
You'll be like,
but not just regular. I don't have that much. I don't have gooey mouth syndrome.
I think I do. I don't know what it is.
You have good wet mouth.
I spit the.
You have good wet mouth.
My spit the other day, I was white.
Foamy?
If you know what that means, tell me. I don't know if that's like dehydration or what, but I literally spat and it was white.
Okay.
All right, you know what? You think you're on this mountain high top of confidence because you've won a couple debates, right?
A lot of people are starting to understand my brain, and
yeah,
I like it.
It's time to bring it back to reality, okay? We're gonna just throw some trivia questions. And I'm not niche trivia, just random things.
General knowledge?
General knowledge.
I have great general knowledge.
Okay.
Okay, if I win this, you have to publicly say on the internet that I'm smarter than you. Regardless if you think it's true, you have to say it if I get all these right. Deal?
Deal.
Let's do it.
How many bones do shark have?
Which one? How many bones do shark have? Which one? See? Point, Peyton. Next question.
How many bones do sharks have? Damn it. How many bones do shark have? How many bones do sharks have?
Okay. I'm going to lead to the answer.
Okay.
How many bones do humans have?
What? Wait, on the first question, you're going to question the questioner?
That's how I learned.
I don't know, like a couple hundred?
So,
we have a couple hundred.
It said this is general knowledge.
This is.
I'm not a Breen.
God damn it. Point Peyton. I'm not a Breen.
I'm not a marine biologist.
How many bones do they have?
344.
Zero.
Huh?
They have zero.
You can't snap a back?
No. They're just goo.
They don't have skulls. Sharks don't have skulls?
They have zero bones.
I don't know if that's true.
They have zero bones.
That's not general. That doesn't count. Next
yes,
question.
Yes, it does.
Okay, zero. That okay. doesn't count in the long term.
What's the deadliest animal in the world?
Hippo.
A mosquito. 0-2.
That's not an animal.
Yes, it is.
That's an insect.
Which is an animal. We've already done this. 0-2.
Wait, no.
You're good.
No, stop. Let me explain how that's an animal. Deadass, I'm learning.
Animal. Insects, amphibians, fish, sea creatures. You're like, I can't. That's a hill you're going to die on. You're going to die wrong. You're 0-2.
These are not general. These are not general.
What year was the first iPhone released?
2007.
Here you go.
Yeah!
Sit your happy
That's
ass down.
That's general knowledge.
Which two countries have the longest shared international border?
China, the Great Wall. Yeah!
No. America and Canada. Longest shared international border.
No.
Yes.
How big is Russia?
Oh, no.
What's the biggest continent?
What?
What's the biggest continent? Just answer.
Asia.
Russia.
Oh, my God almighty.
No, because...
Russia's not a continent.
Country. Because you said which country.
Which countries.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what's the biggest...
China doesn't stretch as far as Russia.
Exactly. So what's the biggest country in the world? China. Russia.
Russia.
Russia. So that would be the longest border.
Shared international border.
That's a shared border. They all have the same
they
border.
They share
if it's
it
the
with
same...
different ones. Which two have the longest...
General, you're a bad teacher. That's why you got fired. Keep going.
I did not get fired.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. At a restaurant, if you were to order deer meat, what would you see the name under the menu?
It's not general knowledge. Bro, these suck. These honestly suck. Find a new website.
Answer. Please say deer.
What's another word for deer?
Come on. You got this one. Think.
It starts with an A.
No. Think.
Hive meat. Jerky.
Hive. His beautiful
these suck,
hive.
Man. These suck.
No,
these are not
suck.
General. You said general.
What's
and you
the highest grossing Broadway show of all time?
Hamilton.
The Lion King. You're like...
No.
If these sucked, don't answer with that much confidence.
Okay, because I have to because we're on a podcast.
Oh my God.
Ask me general knowledge. These are niches of.
These are general.
No,
deadass.
These suck. Go to a different one. Go to general knowledge.
These literally say general knowledge.
Okay, well, we've come to the agreement that this is not general. That is not general.
I'll give you a free point. What was the birth name of the legal birth name of the boxing legend Muhammad Ali?
Huh?
You don't know Muhammad Ali's name.
Who am I?
An American! You don't know Muhammad Ali's name.
No, I thought his name was Muhammad Ali. Was that his rap name?
It was his alias.
What?
His You're name teaching is not Muhammad Ali.
You knew this?
So I'm a good teacher. Yes, everyone knows this.
What's his real name?
Cassius Clay.
I thought those were 2 feet different people.
You thought he was training with Cassius Clay?
I didn't know they even knew each other.
What's Kareem's name?
Abdul-Jabbar.
Lou Alcindor. Are you shitting me right now?
I swear to God, you're learning me something. Okay, Cam.
Holy
okay,
shit.
But listen to this. Listen to me. Do things that the general public will know.
What's the shortcut for the paste function on most computers?
Control-C, Control-V. Command-C, Command-V.
I just said paste. I didn't say
Command-V.
There you go. See? That's general.
Yes, general. There we go. Keep going.
What's the capital of Iowa?
That doesn't even f-ing exist. Like, no one knows that shit. Unless you're from Iowa, you don't know. That's bullshit. Hey, sorry, Iowans, the all 43 of you. No one knows.
How many countries are in the continent of North America?
Huh?
How many countries are in the continent of North America?
3. Canada, U.S., Mexico. Ding, 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 bitch. And now you're asking me about Cassius Clay and Muhammad and deer jerky. What the f***? Like, okay. Ask me something that's something I know.
You're wrong. You're wrong, first off.
No, I'm not.
You're wrong almost by a multiplier of 8. There's 23 countries in North America.
You're talking about where we live. Yes. America. Dog, I'm not going to lie. I might be dumb as shit, but I'm not stupid.
There's 23.
Where are they at?
The North American continent.
You count like Alaska and shit? Dead ass.
Alaska's a state, not a country.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I thought
there's
I was on the same.
23 countries in North America. Start from the top. What's
Canada.
The top?
Canada.
Next.
Us. U.S.
Next.
Mexico.
Next.
That's it.
No, it's not.
That's South America down there.
Before South is what?
The ocean.
Oh, I almost struck you.
Are you talking about islands that count themselves as like countries?
Count themselves like they're the kid that gets picked on. They are a country.
No, but that. But
Cuba, Panama, Nicaragua.
Careful. Cuba's in South America, no?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're learning me something.
You're like 0 for 6, Bubba.
Okay, me. Here we go. Keep going.
How many wives did Henry VIII have?
As many as he wanted. I don't know.
I said that on purpose. All right. Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson.
No.
There's a $2 bill? That's Harriet, right? Didn't we do a thing during 2020? We were trying to get Harriet on that, John?
Thomas Jefferson.
That doesn't count. That's not a real bill anymore.
What phase does the moon enter into after it's full?
You know how I feel about the moon. Full moon.
A waxing gibbous.
You're just bullying me now.
I'm not.
These are just shit questions, Cam.
Okay, where on the food pyramid does an eggplant belong? You don't know the food pyramid? Were you awake in school at any point?
I thought there was an animal kingdom, period. Lions
in animal kingdom, period.
Yeah, like insects are at the bottom, lions are at the top.
So there's
the
same thing with food.
Vegetables.
Vegetables? Is that your answer? Eggplant.
Wait, eggplant. Vegetable.
Wrong. Fruit. It's a fruit. Like, I'm so sorry.
Dude, this is not entertaining or fun.
What country has the highest number of citizens over the
India.
Age of 65?
Oh, wait. India's the most populated, though. No, I got okay. That's sorry.
The only questions you're getting right are self-asked. What country has the highest number of populations of citizens over the age of 65?
I feel like there's a lot of old f***s in like New England shit.
No, New England is America.
I mean, like new. What's
England? The original England.
No, it starts with the N. Netherlands, like over there. Everybody's old and got the scarves and has baskets and fruit and shit, like grass.
What movies do you watch? The answer is Japan. What U.S. Okay. This is up your alley.
Okay.
What USA? What no? What
this one?
What U.S. fast food chain is credited for introducing the first drive-through window to the masses?
McDonald's, probably.
Chick-fil-A.
Wait, I'm trying to think of like popular that were old. Give me, name off 4 and I'll pick one.
There's one close to your house. There's one close to your house.
There's like 250 restaurants 6 miles.
Yeah, but fast food, been around for a while. I'll give you this. It's a West Coast.
In-N-Out.
Yes. In-N-Out Burger.
Didn't In-N-Out just get invented?
Just came down here. Oh. It's been there for a minute.
Wow. Good morning.
What temperature does water boil at?
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
I'll take either at this point. I'll take what you can give me.
180. But where the f*** do y'all know this shit from?
That is dead ass like fourth grade. That is literally early as shit.
I was learning cursive in fourth grade.
And you learn how to boil water.
I don't know how to read cursive.
180 is incorrect. You want another guess?
220.
You're close in Celsius. 250. No.
300.
No.
320.
You're going the wrong way.
Four.
You're going the wrong way, Bourne.
What? 300.
No.
280.
No.
270.
No.
60.
212.
212.
212 Celsius.
So specific.
100 degrees Fahrenheit. You said 180.
Okay.
What is celebrated on February 2nd and is also...
Black History Month. What'd you do for this February, huh? Whose hand did you shake?
What is celebrated on February 2nd and is also the name of a movie?
Independence Day.
Wrong.
President's Day.
Wrong.
Valentine's Day.
Wrong. You go, I have a dream? Groundhog Day.
Oh, I have a theory about Groundhog Day. Is that the same groundhog every year?
I don't know.
Does he have a top hat? Why do we do that?
Because apparently they know. Like, they can sense it. Like the elephant sensing two miles away.
We're just bored, aren't we?
No, we use our resources.
As a country.
We're resourceful. Animals know things we can't comprehend.
I have a thing about holidays.
It's apparently if he comes out or goes in, it's something like six more weeks of rain or something.
How accurate is he?
He's pretty.
Is he shooting above 500?
Shooting above 500, 100%. Okay. A thing
Wait,
about holidays?
Okay, give me that. I'm going to ask you. I don't see who gets more right. Since you want to play this game.
You've got none.
Here we go. Okay. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Mercury.
Dude, f*** you, dog. You're no fun, and that's why you had no friends growing up. Here we go. I hate you. What's the capital of India?
New Delhi.
What the f***? Dude, dead ass, you're pissing me off.
Bro, that's something I learned as well. Like
Where? In
school.
You were in
a place that you didn't go to, apparently.
You were in Gifted and Talented.
I wasn't GCL.
Hated you. Oh my God.
I made a whole project over the Oklahoma City bombing in the fourth grade. And I memorized
you probably
it.
Had
I, got
something
extra, to, I got extra credit for memorization.
You probably had something to do with it. Here you go. What element does the chemical symbol AU stand for?
Gold.
Dude, I'm going to hit you in the goddamn mouth. If you get one more. No, because dead ass, I thought you were just asking stupid shit. Like, no one gets. You're trying to piss me off.
It's like making you feel worse about
yourself. I'm so insecure right now. My shit is 1 inch right now. Here we go.
Let's try to get him inverted.
Oh, I can get you canceled right now. Let's see. What two states in the U.S. share the most borders with other states? Whew. That's hard.
I want to say one's got to be like Tennessee because it's like. Was that right?
Hit you in the mouth, dog. Don't even answer the second one. I don't want to hear your answer.
But that you got to think. It's around the Carolinas.
I don't know where Tennessee is. No one knows where Tennessee's at. Give me a blank map and tell me to point to where Tennessee is. I have no goddamn clue.
I really am not trying to make you feel bad.
You're making me so insecure right now. What is the human body's largest organ?
Skin.
No, there's no way you read this before. You came prepared and you read this whole goddamn thing before.
If you're telling me you never had those debates as a kid.
I didn't even know skin was an organ. I'm thinking about the shit in my tummy that makes me poop.
Skin, the biggest organ. That's why things are topical. That you just rub it on.
I don't know what that even means, topical.
We need to stop before you really
No,
get
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you get one wrong.
Before you really get
I'm already depressed. I'm not coming out of my room for 4 days after this. You son of a bitch. Oh. I'm shaking, dog. I'm dead ass shaking. Look at my hand. He's not a joke. All right.
I might just answer it wrong just to
No, no. I want you to do this for real.
I'm 5 for 5.
In Greek mythology, who is known as the messenger of the gods?
Oh, that's, that's war. That's bad. Hermes. Was that right again?
No, I'm going to get you to get one wrong, bro.
I just broke the couch.
Good. I'm going to break your neck.
Hermes, yeah. He's the little
I heard guy. You. He's the little I heard guy. You. You got it right.
You look strung out. Are you crying? Are you about to cry?
No, because I had so much confidence this year because I was doing so well in on the debate. everybody in the comments was finally getting
You're
on my
crying.
Side. Shut up and talk.
You're crying. Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's see here.
6 for 6, by the way.
Shut up. Okay, here we go. What is the longest running American animated TV show? No way, because you don't know shit about things that matter. You know about Hermes and plants and geography in Tennessee.
Okay. And like cartoon? That's what I'm saying about animated?
Longest running
longest
cartoon.
Longest one? Cartoon.
American.
Bro, Loki.
No way. TV show.
I have it down to the... I might get this one wrong. Yes. But it's an honest guess, though. Like, because that shit goes back a long time. Simpsons? Is it Simpsons?
Hey, bro. Hey,
It's are you deadass? You're not f***ing me?
I swear to God you got it right.
It's The Simpsons? Because The Simpsons has been around since before we were even born. It's been around almost 30 years. We're done with the game. I'm sorry.
F*** you. No. No, bro.
You're slowly becoming more naked. You took your shoes and hat off. You have to just think.
I was thinking every goddamn time, Cam. No one taught me this. No one taught me about Tennessee, Cam. I don't give a f*** about Tennessee.
My mom always did say I had a lot of useless knowledge.
Yo, this is what you did. You know what I did when I went home from school? Played with my friends. You know what you did? Did flashcards.
My sister, for 6 Christmases straight, bought me a Guinness World Record book. And I read them in car rides.
I had those too, but I looked at the pictures, Cam, with the dude with the piercings in his tongue.
I read that Idaho produces the most potatoes.
Dude, shut up. Okay, here we go.
God, this is bad. It's making my head even bigger. Both heads. Hello. You're rocking one. I'm at, like, well.
Which country is both an island and a continent?
I'll show you.
Bitch.
That one's easy. That's easy as shit.
How's that an island?
Island means mass surrounded completely by water. So first off, I'll walk you through what I did.
So isn't Cuba?
But it's not a continent. That's what I'm saying. My thought process, you said country.
What is a continent?
You said a country and a continent. It immediately barrels it down to 7 things.
I need to ask you about black people.
There's only 7.
And then you'll get it wrong.
There's only 7 continents, and only one has one main country.
Okay, this is a lot of people get this wrong. What American state is largest by area?
Alaska.
Bitch. I always said Texas.
No.
Which, I'm just going to read like the next one I see. What is the most consumed beverage in the world that is not water?
I'd say either coffee or tea.
Bitch!
That makes sense. It makes sense. You're getting naked.
What's your phone password?
I'll put it in.
What's your phone password?
There. You're naked.
Shut up and talk. What is the only vegetable that is also classified as a flower?
Ooh. That might be it. The only vegetable that's also classified as a flower. Oh shit. I don't even know where to start. Do what you did to me. Give me 4 and I'll pick from there. Because I have no clue. Not a big veggie guy.
I don't know what vegetables are. Carrots.
It's not a flower.
Broccoli. And green beans.
I was thinking green bean from the jump. I'm going to go broccoli. Was it broccoli?
Stop talking.
I'm breaking this couch.
Stop talking. This episode's going to be 4 hours long. I don't care. I'm not. I don't even know how to read the questions anymore.
Okay.
What element are human beings predominantly composed of?
Water.
Carbon.
Oh, what element? Okay. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Put your clothes on. I'm gonna get demonetized.
Okay, honestly.
I'm sorry. I really am though.
I am smarter than you.
No.
No. You know about the world, right? Cool. That's not going to help you. Give me, like, fun trivia, and I would be able to beat you.
You don't want to do this again.
Fun trivia. Just one. Let's do 5 questions. 5, and we're done. Fun trivia. All right, okay, 5 questions each, fun trivia, and let's see who wins. I'll put my clothes back on.
All right, fun trivia. Here we go.
All right, so this is how I'm going to redeem myself. And if we get this, if I win this one, This is actually pop culture trivia. If I win this, I'm smarter than you.
Okay. Oh, never mind. That was in the 80s.
If I win this, we're equally as smart, actually.
I wouldn't agree, but for you, so you don't, I'll agree. I'm sorry. I love you. Here we go.
Let's do three questions.
These are easy as hell.
3 questions each.
These are easy as hell.
Make them easy for me.
First question. The widely watched defamation trial of what celebrity couple aired on television from April to June of 2022?
What the wait, say it again and slow down.
That was normal reading.
Dude, for who? Sonic the Hedgehog?
The widely watched defamation trial of what celebrity couple aired on television from April...
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. One against you.
Okay.
Okay, 2 more.
Like, these are easy as hell.
Well, maybe for me.
What team took home the Vince Lombardi trophy in 2021 Super Bowl?
Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
That's what I said.
No, I said. No, you're 1 for 2.
Tom Brady.
One more question.
Me.
In 2023, what purple ice cream drink gained notoriety on social media?
The one from McDonald's.
Called
the Grimace drink.
The Grimace shake.
Shake.
Yes.
Okay. I won. Okay,
two,
now.
2-1.
Okay, so if you get these wrong, I'll be equally as smart. That's what everybody's going to say in
that's
the comments.
Not true.
Stop it. Who holds the record for the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year?
Shit.
Easy.
I don't know.
Guess?
Most ever?
Say it with confidence, too.
I don't know.
Say
most
it.
Ever. Taylor Swift. Is that right? Okay. 1. There we go.
Because you're a Swiftie, and I get it.
I'm not a Swiftie.
Be careful.
Don't come attack me.
What morning TV show recently had a scandal because 2 of its anchors were having an extramarital relationship with each other? I don't know what that word means. It's too big.
Read again.
Which morning TV show recently had a scandal because 2 of its anchors were having an extramarital... What morning TV show recently had a scandal because 2 of its anchors were having an extramarital relationship with each other?
The Morning Show.
It's not a real show. That's a TV show.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was asking. It's not that.
No, like a real
like
show.
A real life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know the names of morning shows. I'll take the L.
No, you got to guess.
I literally can't even.
Just think of a morning show you watch.
I don't watch them. That's what I'm saying. I can't even conjure that. The Morning Show. That was my, it's horrible, but Good Morning America. Was that really the answer? You're whimpering. All right. Last one.
Who is the most followed person on Instagram?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
All right, bro.
Was that right?
Nah, bro. Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe I am dumb. Hey, and honestly, as my friend, for you to do that, that's not right. Honestly.
I told you I didn't want to do it. It's like you lost $10,000 and you went and took $10,000 more out to try to win it back. I told you let's not do it.
Hey, if I'm not here for next week on the podcast, bro.
He'll be
hey,
here.
Everybody, round of applause for Flashcard Cam. I didn't have a childhood, but I read the shit out of some flashcards. Get a load of that guy. What was the first YouTube video ever made? Uploaded.
I don't know.
It's me at the zoo or some shit like that. See, I win and I'm smart too. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
You are smart.
Dude, come to tour if I'm even there.
He'll be there.
Get us an announcement.
Thank you so much for coming back to episode 110. Unbelievable. He is literally scratching his thumb right now.
No, because that's bullshit, because I had so much confidence this year because I was doing so well.
All right, guys. Hey.
I'm going to put nails in your cereal.
What?
I'm going to put nails in your cereal.
Another psychotic episode. Everything you need to know, including, most importantly, the summer tour tickets are linked in the description below. Everything else is there. Discord, Patreon, Twitch, Facebook. Everything is linked in the description below. We absolutely love y'all. Confuse casuals and get your good karma with this week's secret code, PIS.
Peyton is smart. Yeah, I know I am.
Peyton is smart.
And don't patronize me like
I'm
that. You don't mean that.
I'm trying to pick you up. Yes, I do. I think you're very smart. Then what? I don't want to kiss, but you are very
okay,
smart.
Okay, but to make me feel, you know I'm sad.
P-I-S, put in the comments, Confusion Casuals.
You know I'm sad right now. And as a friend, why wouldn't you kiss me in the mouth?
Hold your hand out. I'm in the mouth.
Like on the tongue.
Hold your hand out.
It's
you get this
if
or nothing.
If I flip my cheek
you
open.
You get this or nothing. You can't do that. And you get this
you
or nothing.
You kiss my hand?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
To make me feel better?
Yeah. All right, guys. We absolutely love y'all. PIS, leave it on Instagram, TikTok, the full link, everywhere. You can find it. Leave it in Patreon. We absolutely love y'all.
You know what I want y'all to do is collect these questions we did and then test your friends and then bring back the answers and tag me in it only if somebody gets less answers right than me. And if not, 1 out of 10 koala bears. I can't even catch my God. 1 out of 10 koala bears don't make it home to Christmas, and we will see you next time. Come to tour if you want. I understand if you don't want to see me. I don't even want to look in the mirror. I'm breaking every mirror in my goddamn house. I love you.
Wait, what'd you say? No, I know he's smart too. He's a great guy. Goodbye.